This is episode 1029. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided, combining a few of the meditation techniques we've explored throughout this week. And I hope you are enjoying the meditation challenge I issued at the very beginning of this 7-part series. And that's where I encouraged you to go out and do these meditation techniques during your most stressful, distracting, even chaotic moments. And so I hope that you have been doing that. And how is it going? I hope you're starting to realize that you can tap into your own inner stillness despite what might be going on around you. And this is a great way to notice the benefits of your meditation, to take your meditation off your cushion or your chair into your everyday life. And I'm also going to be sharing with you today an herb that can benefit you. Herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique in every single episode here on the podcast. And each episode is customized around a weekly theme so you can explore a particular topic in depth to really master a certain quality in your life. And as I mentioned, our theme for this week is mini meditations. This is where you do meditation techniques for even a few minutes at a time to help you go into your own inner stillness despite what is going on around you. And even though this is the challenge for this week, I encourage you to do this on a regular basis. Really feeling calm and centered and focused and having more energy is really practice. And the more you practice, the better your results. And so this is a great habit to incorporate into your life, where you practice being calm using different techniques that I share with you here to help you manage stress triggers. So I'm going to start off with our tea. The tea for this week is one I'm pretty sure you're familiar with already, and that is chamomile. And I selected chamomile for this week's series because it's a tea you're likely to have access to pretty much in most grocery stores, but even many restaurants carry chamomile tea. And you may not realize, though, the goodness that chamomile has, and that is in soothing you and calming you. It helps to calm your mind and body, which in turn helps you to sleep better. Many people swear by chamomile tea to helping them sleep better. And it also soothes your digestion. So try sipping some chamomile this week as you do your challenge. Now, of course, with any herb, even a seemingly tame herb such as chamomile, herbs are powerful, so you want to respect the herbs. Make sure that if you're taking any medications or if you're breastfeeding or pregnant, that this herb is not going to interfere with anything. So just check before you take the herb to make sure it's the right herb for you. Now, the techniques I encourage you to try today is layering several techniques, such as the affirmation we explored with the breathing technique, and let's couple those with a mudra. So you'll be doing an affirmation, a breathing technique, and a mudra. Now, you don't have to do all of these at the same time, but why not try it? It could be a lot of fun. And imagine how great it may help you to manage stress triggers. So let's start with the mudra. A mudra is with your hand. It's simply a way you position your hands, and it activates a corresponding region of your brain. Now you're going to do it with both hands. This is the Vajra Mudra, and it helps you to reach a deep inner stillness. And so when you do this mudra, you may feel calm. You may feel at peace. It's also a very spiritual mudra. So when you do this mudra, maybe you could try it the next time you are stuck in traffic, or when you're getting ready to encounter that person who might be a little bit negative. So to do the mudra, you simply touch your fingertips, doing this with both hands, touch your fingertips to your thumb tips. And so all your fingertips are touching your thumb. And then just extend your index finger outward. That's it. You could do this with your hands gently by your sides if you are out walking around or standing up. And if you're seated, you could place your hands on your lap with your palms upward and do this mudra. And notice the effects. And then you could mentally repeat the affirmation for this week. I tap into my own inner stillness. I tap into my own inner stillness. So regardless of whatever's going on around you, you are tapping into your own inner stillness, not relying on anything outside of yourself to help you to become calm, because you yourself are tapping into your own stillness within you. Mentally repeating this to yourself, I tap into my own inner stillness. You could keep your gaze slightly upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Your spine is nice and straight. And now let's do the breathing technique. So you're going a little deeper into your inner stillness with your breath. It's a powerful way to calm your mind and body. The breathing technique goes like this. You inhale to the count of four, hold for the count of seven, exhale to the count of eight. This is a breathing technique you might be familiar with if you do yoga. Now, if you feel a little winded holding your breath for that long or exhaling for that long, adjust it to what feels right for you. Just resuming your natural breathing if you feel lightheaded or dizzy. So we'll do it together. We'll do it twice together. And then you take it from there. So inhale to the count of four. Hold for seven. Exhale for eight. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. So these are some techniques that you can do right in the midst of chaos around you. And now I encourage you to take this into your own meditation, focusing on your breath if your mind becomes distracted. And if you would like a little more, you want to be guided in a meditation, I share over 1,000 meditations at my website at sipandom.com. That's SIPANDOM.com. And there I have a subscription membership site called Slow Down Nation. And you can try it 2 weeks free to see how it goes for you. And this is where I guide you through a half hour meditation. You could leave it at the 10 minute, 15 minute, 20 minute point. And you get a private Facebook group right along with that, as well as a journal that goes right along with each week's theme. There's a little topic for each day that you could reflect on. And you also get a guide with all the techniques I share with you organized nicely for you to refer to again and again. So you don't have to wonder, what was that breathing technique, or how did you do that mudra? They're all organized for you. You can print it out and keep it. Again, that's at my website at sipandom.com. And if you are still here listening, I thank you and I honor you. And I would be very honored if you would head over to iTunes and leave me a rating and review, letting me know how you're enjoying these techniques I share with you every day and how your meditation's going. Those reviews mean a lot to me. I read each one, and if you've left me a review, I so appreciate it. I've read it, and I really appreciate you taking the time. So now go into your own inner stillness, making sure to do the challenge for this week. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.